This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
Oh.
Well, we're going to have a story about something like similar to that later. But not Nancy Pelosi, but...
Oh, God, no. I would never do that story. Oh, my goodness. Well, hey, we're here.
Hello. Yeah,
all three of us.
Yeah, welcome to Off the Hook Radio Show for May 11th.
2020.
One. There you go. Thank you, Baba. The gang is back together tonight. Rick's done playing Obi-Wan at Disney.
Yes, for now.
Did you have fun?
Oh, I had a ball. I had a lightsaber. It was, Star Wars Day over at Disney at Hollywood Studios in Galaxy's Edge. It was actually amazing. I would say, well, they're still at 35% capacity. Hollywood Studios, when we walked around, it was kind of, you know, busy. You walk into the Star Wars section and it was packed, really. I mean, the rides didn't have that much of a wait. We got on Rise of the Resistance. One of our members of our group, you know, you have to wake up at 7 o'clock in the
Rise
morning.
Rise of the Resistance.
Yes, that ride.
It sounds like a movie about a bunch of virgins at a boys' school.
This is that ride that you actually have to, you have to try to get lottery tickets for, kind of in a way. Yeah, this is bullshit.
All the idle kids got to go on it.
Well, of course.
You have to wake up at 7 in the morning, log on to the Disney app. You have to have the Disney app or you're not getting on.
And you got to be within Disney's grounds, I've been told. Well, you can't do this from your house. Or you can't do it from your house now?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Normally, you have to be in the park, checked in. About 2 months ago, they lessened it. Now you can be at your house.
Okay.
It's 7 o'clock. It starts exactly at 7 o'clock. So you have to have the app open, have the queue open, and
it's like signing up for the COVID shot.
Yeah.
And pray to God. That's basically about what it is.
How many people are going that day? A couple of thousand. They only have 65 passes they give out for a couple of thousand. So it's 6:59. You have to be on the app. Keep on swiping down until the queue opens up and immediately hit, you know, enter, you know, apply.
Do they charge extra or is it just part of the price of admission?
No. I know the guy who does this. He's pretty quick. He said 7 o'clock a.m. It was perfect. I clicked it. He got number 15 and it was like within 8 seconds, everything is gone.
Wow. Yeah, it's like buying concert tickets.
Well, what the funny part was is that, like I mentioned, but you corrected me with 2 months ago, though, you actually had to be at the park at 7 a.m. in the parking lots at the front gate in order to be able to utilize this app. And then people had to just stand around for an hour because the parks, I don't believe, open until like 8 or 9.
Well,
you know, so you had to stand around and do nothing while you try to check in for a ride that only 65 people get to go on.
So what's this thing called again, Rick?
Rise of the Resistance.
All right. So this is like a giant dick tease from Disney. We've got the coolest ride in the whole fucking world, but only 65 of you a day can see it.
Well, they do it again at 2 p.m.
Oh, okay. Then 130 of you a day can see it.
Wow.
Out of tens of thousands.
It's an interactive, I don't even know what you call it, a ride. It's an interactive experience.
Is that the one where you drive the Millennium Falcon?
No, that is Falcon's Run.
Oh, okay. I saw the idle kids on that one. That was cool.
That's pretty cool. But this one blows that away. Absolutely.
Okay.
I have a Disney question for you because you're an enthusiast. You're there all the time. You've been there when the park's been completely packed. You're experiencing it during this COVID, and you saw lines at 35% capacity. I mean, you said they weren't bad.
No.
But can you imagine? You know, the go back to the 100% capacity. I mean, it's going to be horrible. You're going to get to go to the park. You're going to get to ride four rides for $120. Well, in your case, you're a Florida resident, totally different. Yeah. But someone like me, $120 for a ticket, for a one-day ticket, no park hopping. You're going to get four rides. That's it, four rides, and you're done for the day.
Yep. The lines are going to be at least 2 hours a ride.
It's ridiculous.
So, four rides, 8 hours, and then, like.
Well, Disney keeps pissing people off. The lines will get less. But
yeah,
it's funny that you were talking about Disney teasing us about this new ride, because the first story tonight is another tease from Disney. This is something I thought they should have had ready for May the 4th to be with you when you were there. Apparently, Disney is now teasing a real-life retractable lightsaber. Yeah. And they teased it on May 4th. The lightsaber from Star Wars is the most recognizable film prop in the history of cinema and the most coveted piece of merchandise among kids and adult sci-fi fans. So there's never been anything created that comes close to the weapon of the Jedi. Disney did reveal that a real lightsaber might be available soon in a galaxy not so far away. On last Tuesday, in honor of May the 4th, otherwise known as Star Wars Day, Disney Park posted a 13-second clip on YouTube showing a Disney performer portraying Rey, the protagonist from the recent Star Wars trilogy, holding a lightsaber. A retractable blade of light extends from the handle, just like in the movies. And I'm looking at it, and it does look like just in the movies. It's pretty friggin' cool.
Well, does it cut you, though, or no?
No, it's just light.
Yeah, it can't be real light coming out, because you can't, when you turn, physics tells you, when you turn on a light, you can't tell it to expand 36 inches and stop. The light will actually continue. So there's something that's in the hilt, which is the handle, that it has to.
Well, they asked if it was real or CGI, and if they'd share the photos or video, and they said, yes, it was real, but they're not going to share the photos and video yet.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, something has to retract out of it. It could be, I don't know, something.
Neon tube.
Well, maybe something that inflates and unrolls out, and you know, there's a light inside. But on as long as it still makes the sound, I'll be happy.
Oh, he's got his soundboard operational.
No, I have the lightsaber in my hand.
Oh, A plus. Oh, yeah, you're playing with yourself. Well, that story's at the end. That story's at the end. You guys know what's coming.
I said my lightsaber was in my hand.
Well, that's what I call mine. Thank you, Brent. You can't tell Brent and I have been doing this together 11 years, can you? We're like a old married couple. Finishing pretty each other's sentence. Anyway, it is supposed to be available, but you know, when the hell are they going to have it?
No, but whatever. I'm getting one.
Freaking want one.
Oh, absolutely. As long as, like I said, it makes that sound, we're good.
All right. Well, if you want to see what the new real lightsaber looks like, go to the Disney website and just type in search for lightsaber. You'll find it. You got something else there, lightsaber boy?
Lightsaber boy, LSB.
Yeah, that's gonna be Slim's new line. Oh, my lightsaber's bigger than your lightsaber.
You guys know what a charo is, correct?
Yeah, I saw your picture.
Okay, that charo. I mean, it was
a blue charo.
Well, yeah, it had crystallized blue sugar on it. Now, normally, how much is a charo? Even at Disney, what?
$3.
$3, $4. Okay. This had I got the resistance light charo. It had blue sugar crystals, and they put it in a little. It's a little, you know, cardboard lightsaber.
Lightsaber handle, yeah, that's all.
$7.20
for that little piece of cardboard.
Well, yeah, basically, and I mean, everybody.
You know how much wood costs now? It probably is worth $4.25.
It's not wood. It's cardboard.
It's cardboard.
That's the same thing.
And like we all got one.
Hey guys, those of you who don't follow my Facebook page, I'm on a road trip. I'm broadcasting from Benson, North Carolina.
You're supposed to tell me you're in our secret bunker.
I'm just east of Raleigh. No, I'm at a friggin' New Hampton Inn. It's very nice. Most Hampton Inns are run down and pieces of shit by now. I used to stay at them 20 years ago, but this one's like a year and a half old. It's gorgeous. But they don't let you smoke in your room. They don't have pot available in the machines, and they still want you to wear a mask inside. And it's like, fuck you.
Oh, no pot in the machines?
No, no pot in the machines. I'm not in Colorado.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Sell pot in machines?
Not in North Carolina.
Anywhere. I don't know.
Colorado.
Sorry.
No, Colorado. You can't even get it from a machine. No. They hand it to you across the counter. But It would be nice. It's coming. It's coming soon. But anyway, I'm here, and it was a fun trip. But I had to go through the no gas from the hacked Colonial Pipeline area. And when I did get gas, I didn't have to wait too long. All the pumps were full at the place I pulled into off of 95, but you know, I had to wait like 3 minutes, so it wasn't too bad. But I saw lines where people were waiting for an hour to get gas in this state. And I have to put premium in the car, and it was $3.79 a gallon. And in Florida yesterday, it was up to $3.49 a gallon. 2 weeks ago, when I filled up my late great car that I smashed, it was like $2.89. And that was still up about 75 cents since Trump left. So thanks, Joe Biden. So anyway, while the pipelines are getting hacked and the FEB in the Oval Office does exactly nothing, unlike Trump, who would have shoved at least a few million barrels out from the Strategic Reserve to make sure gas prices didn't go over $3 a gallon.
But there's a problem with that, though. You're right. Trump would have released gas out of the Strategic Reserve. But right now, there's a second crisis that people aren't seeing either. There's a lack of truck drivers, too. That's something else. There's a huge lack of truck drivers. So even if Trump did release a whole bunch of fuel, you know, right now they're saying even if they have fuel to transport, they don't have anybody to transport.
Before I get to the story, then, since you brought that up, let me throw this in for you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, you're not sorry. This is a good point. You're making a good point. Don't be sorry when you're good. Okay. You're good. Fuck you. You're good. No, I think what we ought to do, because, you know, the jobs report, they expected a million new jobs. We only got 200 and some thousand. And, you know, in the Biden White House, oh, that's really not a big deal. Yeah, it is a big deal because the price of all commodities is way high. Why is the price of commodities way high? Because there's a shortage of the commodities or it can't get delivered to market. Okay, either one is a cause for the price to go up. Or inflation. But we don't have inflation, according to Janet Yellen, who's the Secretary of the Treasury now, who used to run the Fed. No, there's no inflation. Bullshit, there's no inflation. But there's people sitting at home on their asses not doing nothing. There's businesses offering $1,000 bonuses to sign on to flip burgers at McDonald's. McDonald's is paying $15 an hour in states where the minimum wage is $8 and giving a $1,000 bonus because they can't get workers. There are small businesses who can't afford to do that are going out of business. And all this stuff is just wrecking this country, and we're going downhill faster than anybody even thought with the FEB like Biden in there. So I have an idea.
Okay, what do you got?
The idea is this. We simply tell all the liberals in the country that jobs are going extinct.
And then they'll run for a job.
They'll run to get a job to save them. They save the whales. They save the titmouse. They save some little butterfly. You know, save jobs. Go save the jobs. Run to get a job. You know what's really cool? South Carolina cut off all unemployment benefits.
All or just the extra pandemic?
All of them. All of them. As of June 3rd or something like that. It's not, he didn't cut them off immediately, but he's cut them off. He's saying, look, the unemployment rate in the state's like 2.3%, but there's help wanted signs up everywhere. And it's because people are sitting on their ass sucking up the unemployment plus the amount the government's throwing on top of it and saying, screw you, I don't have to work.
Well,
South Carolina saying, screw you, yes, you do.
Well, I'm a classic example of that, yet I want to go back to work. But, yes. You know, for me to clock in 40 hours a week, I'm going to bring home $760. Right now, sitting home on unemployment doing absolutely nothing, I get $804 a week. Why would I want? I mean, I am going, as soon as I can go back, I'm going back to work. But I
you're
can't
not
go
a liberal
back.
Cocksucker.
Correct. But I can see where people don't want to. I mean, we have
North
a local
Carolina brings out the rowdy in me, man.
We have a local restaurant here that somebody posted last night, you know, all the other local restaurants are dining in. How come this one particular one, you know, they're not dining in yet? And, you know, the owner actually came back on and responded because I can't find anybody that wants to work. I can't, no waitresses, no hostesses, no bussers, no one wants to work. He says, I have four people that want to work and that's it. So we're doing takeout only. If you want a job, come down and see me. I'll give you a job.
Didn't DeSantis down here in Florida say that they have people have to go back to work soon because you're going to cut off the unemployment down here.
Yeah, he's going to do it too. There's four governors that have done it. North South Carolina was first, and Florida will probably follow along. Florida, he's got more problems here. He's still fighting with the government about opening up the cruise line industry. Okay. When you've got the cruise line industry shut down and Disney, which is the biggest employer in the state, at running at 30% capacity, you know, you still got a shitload of job opportunities that aren't being filled.
Well, and
in Florida, so Florida's unemployment numbers aren't as good as they were before the pandemic because of the type of industry that thrives in Florida.
Well, and keep in mind, too, that the tax dollars, since you guys don't pay state tax, the tax dollars, most of it is generated from Disney, and running at 35% capacity, you guys aren't generating the tax dollars that are needed to run
Florida.
Yeah,
we're doing okay.
You guys,
we're doing okay, though. This state is physically very well run. We had Governor Scott before DeSantis.
Oh, but that's because you have
Disney. But we had back-to-back good governors who saved up money. The rainy day fund in Florida is astronomical. As a matter of fact, it's so good. Governor DeSantis last week gave $1,000 bonus checks to all first responders in the state.
Yeah, I read that.
Nurses, EMTs, cops, every first responder in the state got a $1,000 check.
But don't you think
as a thank you for from the state?
But shouldn't that have went to every single person who didn't collect unemployment benefits during this pandemic, not just first responders? Because
Don't get me started.
I'm just asking.
Question. But it reminds me I didn't get to go to the Super Bowl because of first responders. Because they gave 10,000 seats at the Super Bowl to first responders for free. And then people who pay gobs of money for season tickets like me had to go into a lottery for the tickets that we were almost guaranteed to get. Because, the club box folks got first dibs. No, now we all got thrown into a fucking lottery and we're like 7-1 odds. And I didn't get Super Bowl tickets. Now, of course, if I wanted to pay Goodell $10,800 for two tickets, I could have. But I could have gotten those same seats for less than half that. So I was pissed. But I still love first responders because, when I had my car accident, first responders took my ass to the hospital and took care of my busted up arm and everything. So God bless them. But anyway, the point of this whole thing was because the pipeline's getting hacked and the FEB doing nothing, unlike Trump, who would have done something because he understands that gasoline going up like this is a tax on all of us. That's what it really is. We had an accidental moment of truth this week from Chuckette, otherwise known as Jen Psaki, the circle jerk girl. I mean, the circle back girl. That's the spokes lady. She looks like Chucky, so I call her Chucky.
She does. She does, too. My God, she looks like Chucky.
Yeah, I don't want to misappropriate her gender, but I'm pretty sure she's female, so I'll call her Chuckette. But anyway, she was in a podcast last week, on a podcast. I'd like to put her in a podcast. And on this podcast, she admitted Biden taking impromptu reporter questions, which, of course, Trump did every fucking day, for a half an hour to an hour sometimes. The helicopter just sit there with the thing spinning. He'd answer all their goddamn questions. Psaki says, Biden taking impromptu reporter questions is, quote, not something we recommend.
Let's think.
She also claimed that she often says to the president, don't take questions. And she admitted it. An accidental moment of truth from a Democrat that works in the White House. They don't want him out there talking. It's bad enough now. Did you see who they sent out about the pipeline thing today?
No.
This lady who's got some fancy title, which means she's kind of in charge of the administration's. She's the administration's liaison to cyber stuff. Okay. And she comes out and goes, well, yes, I realized that Colonial Pipeline was cyber hacked. And I don't know if they're going to pay the ransom. And they asked, well, is the White House involved? She goes, no, they're a private company. We're not getting involved. Although it did point out that maybe that we should start doing more about cyber ransom. Well, yeah, the cyber ransom has closed down the lifeblood of a third of our country.
And
the Biden's White House goes, hands off.
But that's just one instance.
It's a private company. How come they suddenly became libertarians instead of liberals? Hands off.
Well, you know what?
Shouldn't get involved. Of course you should.
But they are. They have been. Not in this case.
He closed down a pipeline was the first thing he fucking did when he came into office. See, I think the reason it's hands off is because I heard Tucker say this earlier tonight, and I was going to say it anyway, that bastard getting ahead of me. But the White House doesn't care. They really don't care. Eventually, they want to get rid of all gas stations anyway. So what the hell?
Well, but it's also another. There's another problem with some of this with this hacker situation.
That,
you know, these hackers have been taking over hospitals. These hackers have been taking over other institutions. And the problem is these institutions, because they need their fucking records back and they need to be able to turn these machines back on. You know, they pay the ransom. And that's why they're going after more of these places and hoping that they're going after bigger and bigger targets every time.
Is it Russia or China?
I think it's Russia, personally. Actually, to be honest with you, I think we're both wrong. I think it's North Korea. North Korea, that's what they're.
Well, they don't have any money, so yeah, that could be a good point. Go ahead, finish.
Best job in the world in North Korea is to be a hacker. I mean.
Yeah.
But I really think that, you know, they started small to see if they could continue to get the government to pay ransom or the private industries. And you're going to see eventually they're going to have to pay this ransom. If this ransom's not paid, they're not going to crack this. I mean, this pipeline is fucking done unless they pay the ransom.
Yeah. Well, and if they don't pay the ransom, they'll wreck their system and it won't work for 6 or 9 months anyway.
Yeah.
Then we're going to have an economic depression.
This is a very, very big deal. And if
it'll be $8 a gallon next month.
Yep. And if we pay the ransom, this just means they're going to go after something even bigger next. They're going to go after the electrical grid.
Well, they hit the biggest pipeline. This is the biggest pipeline.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, without a doubt. But if they take out the electrical grid will cause death.
Now, there's going to be people that say, yeah, Zappy, you're wrong. There's pipelines that are bigger than Colonial. There's pipelines that are longer than Colonial. But I'm talking about the volume and
this
the number
the
of people that it serves. There's a lot of pipelines in this country. This is numero uno. This used to be my job. Okay. Now, once you get above middle of Virginia, you're not on the Colonial. Okay.
Oh, so the Colonial goes all the way up to New Jersey now, buddy.
It's branches of it. Yeah, I guess so. But there are other pipelines that can supply Jersey. Plus, Jersey gets a lot of their stuff from offshore.
Oh,
they can just unload it right at the docks in Jersey.
Oh, no, that was
Florida
gonna be a question.
Can do that too.
That's going to be a question I want to ask you about, because I read an article where we have 6 boats steaming across the Atlantic Ocean right now coming from Europe that are loaded with fuel to bring to the United States.
Already refined,
ready to come across. But my question is, you know, when they get these boats to port to offload this fuel, if the infrastructure isn't working, if the pipeline isn't working, are they going to have to drive trucks?
They don't need the pipeline.
They would just literally just drive trucks right into the port and just fill trucks right off the boat and drive them right out?
There's storage tanks near all the major docks.
Okay.
And the major docks on the East Coast would be Jersey, Philadelphia, and Florida. Miami, Tampa, where the hell else on the East Coast? There's something in the middle. Oh, Charleston.
Okay.
And they have giant tank farms and stuff near all those, but it's still way more expensive to do it that way.
Oh, I'm sure. And literally think about it. How much,
but we're still going to be looking at $6 a gallon.
Oh, without a doubt. How long is 6 tankers of fuel going to last the United States, you know, of America? Not very long.
Half a day.
That was my estimate, was about a day is what most people were saying in the article, you know.
Well, it depends on how big the tankers are. I'm just.
Well, right. They were saying about a day. I mean,
I ran in my head real quick. They said a day?
They said a day.
I said a half a day. They're bigger tankers now than when I was in the business. Or my math is wrong. My math isn't wrong too often, but it could be. But I haven't done this. I haven't done this full time for 20 years. Well,
not I've just been reading about it because it's an interesting situation because of the hacking side of it, and I enjoy
this
that.
Used to be my thing, and you know when 9/11 happened, I bought millions of gallons that day, within the hour.
And you know what?
how can you be so callous? Well, you should see the bonus I made that year, because I made my company a shitload of money.
But it wasn't about the bonus. It was about the fact that you saw a shortcoming, you saw an issue, you saw a problem going to happen, and you reacted immediately. I mean, there's the story of the one guy on 9/11 who went back into his office, and what did he do? He did something that he really was
sold something short or something.
Did something that was looked to be frowned upon. I can't remember the story, but it was the right thing to do. And you did the right thing. I mean, you saw the shortage coming. Yes, you profited from it. The company obviously profited from it. But you know how many people would have been affected had you not done that? A lot.
All my customers.
Right. You'd have been. Right.
And I'll tell you how bad it was. I was paying. Let's see. Back at the time, I was paying about 1.5 cent a gallon transportation cost on average. Now, some of my truck stops were closer, and I'd be paying 0.7 or 0.8 cents. Some of them were further away, and I paid 2.5 cents a gallon for transport. I was having this fuel that I bought transported from Virginia and North Carolina. I was paying 12-13 cents a gallon to have it transported up. And I didn't care.
Oh, because
the price had gone up so friggin' much. That was just a drop in the bucket.
Right. You were covering your ass. You were covering your customer base. And there's people that'll look at you and say, like you said, how could you do that? That was just so unthoughtful. And
also, honest with you, that was the biggest thing we did. And it was our numbers in 2002 went way up because customers appreciated it. And 2004, the company was sold for about double what we originally were asking for it.
Now, let me ask you another gas question, because, you know, there are states that are looking that there could be this big gas shortage, North Carolina, South Carolina, maybe a few others. And I was in the convenience store business. You went it much more in depth than I was. How much would you say an average convenience store could carry? For how long can a convenience store last? I mean, I know my tanks, I probably, without a delivery, could have went 3 or 4 days and I would have been dry.
Well, these days, these convenience stores are such super stores now. The volume of gasoline that they sell compared to my 7-Eleven days way back when is just tremendous. I mean, I had 7-Eleven stores that sold 60, 70,000 gallons a month, and that was pretty good. There are a lot of convenience stores today. There's Sheetz stores, there's Wawa's, there's Speedway's, there's what's that other one near us, Rick?
Raceway,
that's the one I was thinking of, thank you. There's ones like that sell 120,000 gallons a week or more nowadays. It's nothing for a large convenience store to sell 500,000 to 750,000 gallons of gasoline a month.
So they're getting. So some of these big stores are actually probably getting deliveries more than once a day.
Well, plus they're getting a kickback on your credit card.
Well, yeah. So we definitely could. I mean, if you've got convenience stores that are getting multiple deliveries a day, this could be a really big problem.
Oh yeah, yeah. The biggest shortage of drivers is in liquid transport.
I filled up my tank, and so did my wife. But...
Well, you know what's really cool is that. I filled up in South Carolina, okay, and it did cost me a lot. But when I filled up yesterday, I'd only driven my new car around locally, so I didn't have that many miles on it. And then my mileage was like 14 miles per gallon or something like that. So I started on the trip, and my mileage thing kept going up and up and up. And by the time I got gas, I was up to like 34.5 miles per gallon, which I was like blown away. So I filled up my gas tank, and then it said, my trip meter said, you can go 600 miles on this tank of gas. Okay. Right? I drove another 100 miles before that 600 number changed. Wow. It's just not used to you getting 35 miles per gallon. I mean, it's rated like 25 highway, 26 highway. I'm getting 35. I don't get that, but I'm not going to argue about it. Maybe it's just because it's new, everything works better. I don't know.
No, I think it's because you literally drove 500 miles on a highway at 95% of the time you were doing 70, 75 miles an hour. And
yes,
you lose your gas efficiency is lost in the city with stop and go, stop and go, stop and go, 30 to 20 to 10.
Yeah, but you're supposed to be 20. Over 55 miles a gallon, miles an hour, you lose efficiency.
You're absolutely right.
75 getting, and it was at 35 on the thing. I watch it all the time.
Well, let me ask you this question. Did you have the cruise control set?
Yes.
That totally helps you because you're not adjusting from 72 to 77 to 72 to.
It automatically adjusts based on traffic.
But it keeps it very consistent.
Plus the fucker steers itself. But if you take your hands off the steering wheel just to watch it steer itself,
it yells at you.
This little light comes on and says, "Put your hands on the wheel and pay attention to traffic."
So you can't.
What's the point of being GPS? You know,
so you can't hop in the back seat like the Tesla truck that drove around New York City the other day.
But I saw a Tesla car in California where a tanker overturned on the highway and it just drove straight in the bottom of it. it killed the driver. The passengers survived. I don't know how badly they were hurt, but they were not paying any attention to the road at all. They were in a Tesla and it just drove straight into the goddamn accident.
Not a very smart car.
It would be funny if the guy wasn't dead.
It is funny because
this is
supposed to be the wave of the future. But they did, New York City, there was a Tesla truck driving around this past weekend with the driver in the back seat. And the truck actually broke numerous traffic laws, traffic violations, and is being investigated. So numerous traffic violations.
All right, we're going to skip the saving money one.
Okay,
but we were talking about people that don't want to go back to work. So this story ties in, the next one down. Maybe it's not all about fake COVID fears on the part of teachers, or maybe it's not all about laziness, which I've accused them of in the past. It could just be about love.
Love.
It could be about they don't go back to work because of love.
Really? After being tied in your house for all
year? Yes, a New York City teacher was caught sucking a topless man's nipple during a Zoom class.
She must have forgot her camera was on.
Columbia Secondary School for Math, Science, and Engineering, where a teacher allegedly performed an inappropriate sexual act during a Zoom lesson. A spicy slip of the tongue led a Spanish teacher to being yanked from her classes after investigators found out she performed the inappropriate sexual act during a Zoom lesson. As students at the prestigious Columbia Secondary School for Math, Science, and Engineering remotely watched a live class, Amanda K. Fletcher, 37, appeared to suck the nipple of an unidentified topless male while she rocked her head back and forth, according to the Special Commission of Investigation for City Schools.
We got a copy of this video?
No. And I got to put Norton back on my damn laptop because
I'm getting
pop-up ads. I have Norton on here. I just didn't update it. That's what it is. I got ads popping up all over the damn place. Driving me crazy.
I'm going to Pornhub. Let's see if this is on Pornhub.
Following the act, Fletcher's face turned in full view of the screen, and she gyrated her shoulders and smiled. So, in other words, she knew what she was doing. Students, before that, they watched her eating spaghetti. I can imagine how she ate the spaghetti. And then after taking her mouth off the man's chest, she resumed teaching and discussing a worksheet. Investigators reviewed several videos of the incidents, which were shared by students on Snapchat and other social media platforms. There you can find it, Slim. Snapchat. Nipple sucking teacher on Snapchat.
I'm going right now.
Yeah. Tell us send it to us if you find it.
I'm looking.
I'm not good with Snapchat. The stunning scene took place September 30th, 2 weeks after the City Department of Education opened the 2021 school year remotely. Started 12 minutes before the class ended while students were still present on the call. She gave no explanation for her conduct. She declined to be interviewed. And basically, she's getting her ass fired. So I was thinking this was like a mistake. Like, you know, the guy not wearing pants and didn't realize the camera was down low or something like that. She knew they were watching.
Idiot.
She's just a sick bitch. You don't do that in front of kids. God.
No, you don't. I'm not finding it on Snapchat. Okay. But
In our follow-up to the segment, we go back to our hero detective in Idaho, the one that made fun of LeBonehead James, you know, pretending he made the call to him. Hey, LeBron, there's a black guy about to kill a black guy. Deadly force is justified. Can I shoot him? I can't. Why? Oh, because I'm white. Oh, it's okay if a black guy kills a black guy, but a white cop can't stop it. Okay, I get you. Well, you are pretty good at basketball, so I guess you're right on this. That guy. Last week we did a follow-up, and he was being, his behavior was being looked at or investigated by the Idaho County Sheriff's Department in which he works. Newsweek said he was suspended. Newsweek is full of shit. He was not suspended. They looked at it, and a GoFundMe sprung up for him. It's raised hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars by now. I haven't looked at it since last week. But it was at like $420,000 or something when I looked at it last week. He's going to use that money to help other cops. The follow-up to the follow-up is he can afford to use that money to help other cops because he just snagged the book deal and went back to work. Oh, he was placed on an administrative leave, which doesn't mean he was suspended, which is what Newsweek said. He was on administrative leave.
Paid, I'm sure. Paid administrative leave, and you know, he's very lucky. He's very
lucky.
He's
got a book deal. It's called Never Off Duty.
There's a lot of police departments across the United States that would have fired this guy if he had done this. At, you know, not in uniform, not in his police car. I mean, I said this the last
time. He did it in a blue city.
I'm just shocked. I'm shocked that he isn't actually. I don't want him to be reprimanded. I'm just shocked that he's not being reprimanded for it. I mean, it blows my mind.
I've got a Farmville rant flashback for you. My comment to Newsweek.
That is a definite Farmville rant flashback.
The water bottle crush.
Under that.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
I used to do that every time Zynga would piss us off. Which was pretty much every week.
That's why we were called Farmville Rant.
I used to get messages going, you didn't do any water bottles this week. And I was like, Jesus God.
Do you really think though that this cop is probably going to continue this trend and continue to do these types of things, or do you think he probably, because he did, you know, walked the fine line? I mean, obviously he didn't end up getting suspended. He was on administrative leave, but since he walked the fine line, do you think maybe he's not going to do this again, or do you think it's like, well, let's just keep trying?
Well, a friend that set up the GoFundMe said he was suspended without pay, so maybe he was, but he has been reinstated.
And like I said, I guess he was poking fun, but at this point in time, everything is so volatile, and. That actually, while it was funny and we got a laugh out of it and a lot of people got a laugh out of it, there was probably people that were offended. And the problem is do those people that are offended, do they now take to the streets and go after, you know, cops like him because of, you know, what he did?
Well, the Bellevue Marshal's office did make a statement that our deputies engage with our citizens in a friendly and professional manner. And this is not how we expect our deputies to act on duty or use city time. It's a personnel issue that is being dealt with internally. We want to thank everyone who took time to reach out to us. We greatly revalue our relationship with our wonderful community. So basically they're saying, all right, we suspended him for a week. We looked into it. It's not a big deal. Shut the fuck up.
I bet you he got a strong talking to. I bet you this is done. I bet you he doesn't.
And between his TikTok money and his book deal, he could basically tell the sheriff's department to blow him.
Oh, absolutely. He could, you know, easily retire. But if he retires, he's got nothing for his book.
But how many shows do a follow-up to a follow-up?
Not many.
We stay on it, baby. That's why we win awards.
Yep. Another one. No, we got one. No, we got another one.
Oh, that's right. We got it again this year, didn't we?
We got it again this year. We are
two. That's 2 years out of three.
Yep, we're an award-winning radio show.
Well, we got to change our header. Two-time award-winning.
That's right.
Yeah. It's like getting two Oscars.
It's Rick. That's what got us the new award. We got Rick now.
Yeah, they heard him do his Joe Pesci, and they said, "Oh, those guys are the best." That's what it was.
Yeah.
They always fuck you at the award show. Anyway, our stupid criminal from Florida, of course, like the teacher, needed love. She did. We'll explain. As soon as it loads on my laptop.
Well, it's that
in North Carolina.
It's that high speed internet you had to pay an extra $5.
I had to pay an extra
for.
$5 to get 26. Yeah. You know, I sit at home, I'm cranking at 500 megabits bandwidth. I had to pay an extra $5 at the hotel to get 26. Anyway, Florida woman high on crack, arrested for beating boyfriend for refusing to go down on her. Yes, she was arrested. She was high on crack, and he refused to perform oral sex. So Katanya Jordan, 46, is said to have hit and scratched her longtime partner at their Largo, Florida home. Where's Largo? Rick?
In Florida.
Yeah, I know it's in Florida, you dork. You don't know where?
No, no. South? Southwest?
Down near the Keys, isn't it? I don't know. Anyway, we're just guessing. He's been in Florida longer than I have. I thought maybe you know. But you can tell from the accent he wasn't born here.
What accent? I ain't got no accent.
You ain't got no accent. The Pinellas... Oh, it's Pinellas County. That's why I've heard of it. It's in Pinellas County.
He's got to read the next three sentences or next three words. In the...
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, my mind is drifting. They responded to the scene at 3 a.m., and they took her away in cuffs. According to police report, the couple had been arguing about her crack smoking at the time of the incident, at which point she started to hit him and demand he goes down on her. He refused, and then it got violent. She would not take no for an answer. She began hitting and scratching him and resulted in several small lacerations, which police believe were caused by fingernails. There was even a witness at the scene who confirmed this version of events. So she was demanding he go down on her in front of a witness.
Well, look at her. Would you go down on her? I'm looking at her mugshot. Ain't no fucking way in hell.
No. She'd already run away from the property by the time the authorities arrived, but with the help of police dogs, they were able to locate her not long after. She admitted her actions and claimed her boyfriend tried to choke her. didn't say how. Maybe she just wanted, you know, in kind. Yeah. She wanted in kind. Just saying, let your imagination work, people. You can figure this out. This is not hard.
It's working.
Well, maybe it was hard. It choked her. I'm getting in trouble here now. Jordan was booked in Pinellas County Jail on $12,500 bond, felony domestic battery, and grand theft for trying to steal her boyfriend's cell phone when she left the property.
Must have been an iPhone then.
She has a rap sheet. She's been active. She's been arrested for other acts of violence, including hitting her brother-in-law over the head with an iron. I wonder if she wanted oral from him. She hit her pregnant daughter. That would really be gross. And then attacked her boyfriend in the current case with a glass vase. So this is the second time she attacked this boy, and he's still there.
A dumbass. And look at her. Look at her.
Well, she's not the ugliest criminal I've ever seen, but she's... She wouldn't make my hit parade, I'll tell you that. I
don't blame him for saying no at all.
I just looked at her.
Now, doing assault while doing drugs and wanting head is not a capital offense. Okay? It's just not. But South Carolina is stepping up the punishment if you do commit a capital offense. South Carolina State House has voted in favor of adding firing squad to the execution.
Sorry. I had my
not with a paintball gun either, Slim.
Oh, damn it.
No, we're talking real boom-booms.
All right.
South Carolina State House voted last Wednesday to add firing squad to the list of state's possible execution methods. It's kind of strange to see that making a comeback, but it makes you wonder how often, if ever, this method will be chosen. Plenty of people on death row deserve a bullet, that's for sure. The legislation was approved 66-43. It will mandate that death row inmates select either firing squad or electrocution in the event that the lethal injection drugs are not available at the time of their scheduled execution. Senate approved the same bill in March, 32-11, which means the bill will go to Republican Governor Henry McMaster, who has already said he plans to sign it.
Well, they should just let these guys pick whatever. If they've got three options on the table, just let them pick whatever one they want.
That's the point. Well, no, they have to do the drugs.
Well, they have to.
Yeah, but the drug thing's been challenged in court so many times. Well, that's not nice. That cocktail, that drug's expensive, and it's not available. And if they don't give them that particular, it's going to cause pain and suffering. Okay, then shoot them.
I'm all for it.
He won't suffer long.
Not one bit.
No, they put 12 308s in your head, and, you know.
You're done. Is that how that, I see now, I
was shoot for the chest.
But I always thought that only one person in the firing squad actually had a live bullet.
No.
So that way they never knew who actually killed the person.
Now, I've heard that too. But the last firing squad execution I know of was in Utah. And it wasn't that long ago.
And was there more than one bullet?
You can look it up.
I'll have to. I'm curious. Because that's what I was always told. It's so that nobody knew who actually.
I think it was in the 1980s.
I'll look it up later.
During my lifetime. But they also have old Sparky. They still have an electric chair there, too. But, I mean, come on. You want 12 bullets entering you and you'll die in seconds? Or do you want to get an electric chair and fry for a minute and a half?
I would never pick. I would lethal injection or firing squad. I would never pick the electric chair. Yeah, that's going to be the most inhumane way to go.
I would think.
It's painful, too.
I would, yeah. Especially if you get green mild.
Well, anyway, Henry McMaster, governor of South Carolina, getting rid of unemployment and approving firing squads. No wonder we like him.
Let him run for president.
Nah, nobody could understand him. He's a South Carolina native, and I'm telling you what. I was in South Carolina to get my gas, and I went in, and I got a little chicken sandwich at, what was it called, Brewster's? Chicken place or whatever. And the girl said, you want something else? I said, no, just a sandwich, man. She goes, you want the bacon and stuff on it? I said, nope, just the lettuce and tomato. That's fine. It was a Cajun chicken sandwich. She said, okay. And then she goes, $4.24. I said, excuse me? $4.24. Okay, whatever you said, I put my card in the machine and it popped up and then, oh, 424. I gotcha. Well, he talks like that. And there's no way he could run for national office because nobody would understand what the hell he's saying, even though he's cogent, unlike the current occupant of the White House.
I was just going to say, well, we don't understand the current occupant. So what's the fuck the difference?
Just because he's senile.
Anyway.
Well, what do you think? Is he senile, Rick, or is he just...
I think he definitely has some kind of, I don't know about senile, but he has some kind of a problem, dementia, Alzheimer's, something.
Or all those homes he bought with Chinese money. he just don't whatever the hell everybody tells him to do. I don't want to lose all my houses. I only ever worked in government all my life. And my biggest paycheck ever before the presidency was $170,000 a year. God damn it, I own 4 multi-million dollar homes.
He's nothing more than a placeholder for whoever is the person they really want in place.
And Trump.
I'm talking on the Democrat side. Yeah, I'm talking about the Democrat side. I mean, Biden's just a placeholder. And in time, we're going to find out the real
play. Oh, they're screwing up so bad. You know, they're pushing this critical race theory thing, which basically teaches you that your skin color is the most important thing about you. Exactly the opposite of what Martin Luther King is revered for teaching us. That is an 11% issue. 88.5% of Americans think that is a stupid fucking thing. And he's offering our federal tax money to help school districts enact it.
It's so they can brainwash the kids of the future. So
like they aren't brainwashing them enough now.
Oh, they just want to continue to brainwash them even more. You know that the school system is totally geared to the left. And the more they can gear it to the left, the more they're going to be able to pump out their type of people.
These kids aren't recovering by the time they're 30. Now it's taking them until they're 50. So they figure out, oh, my God, all that was bullshit. You know, it used to be they'd say if you're not a liberal before you're 30, you got no heart. And if you're not a conservative after 30, you got no brain. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but some of these liberals are still morons in their 50s.
Well, it's because
it's not always working.
It's not that they're morons. It's that they're lining their pockets.
Well, no, not everybody. The people that are for all this crap aren't lining their pockets. They
Right. I'm talking the politicians.
These people are being good to us. They care more than you do.
Well, no, here you go. The government giveth and the government taketh away. I mean, look at now. They gave us all the stimulus money, but now we're going to get raped at the gas pump with $6 a gallon gas. So the government giveth and the government taketh away. But we're all happy we got our stimulus checks.
We're all
We don't give a shit that we're going to have to pay $6.
The biggest inflationary factor is we had the stimulus under Trump, which we sure as hell needed. Although the PPP money could have been done a lot better. But they were hurting.
There needed to be more accountability.
Mistakes always happen when you hurry. That's true. But Democrats make mistakes all the time, and they don't give a shit. Trump at least went back and tried to fix them. They went back, you know, Mnuchin, who was the Treasury Secretary under Trump, he went back after those people that took the PPP money that shouldn't have.
Oh, yeah. But you see now they've
embarrassed the Dallas Mavericks and the Los Angeles Lakers and organizations like that that applied for it.
Well, you see now, too, that I think it's either 74 or 75 Democrats on the House side are trying to push for $2,000 a month per American for the remainder of the pandemic.
Yeah, it's because they watch Star Wars. Star Wars or Star Trek. Which one was it? Everybody got paid.
I don't watch. Yeah.
There's no incentive to work.
Well, but Canada did that. Canada's paying their people monthly until the end.
Well,
if
me and Rick at Lightsabers, we're going to have to work anyway because we'll just perform our own fucking old man gang.
That's it.
We'll just take the hell we want.
You guys get light.
You can't shoot us nothing, man. We're Jedi motherfuckers. We'll just block that shit and we'll come over and chop your peener off.
Yeah, but I am.
Do that sound effect, Chad, man.
You want the sound again?
I love that sound effect. God.
Let me hold my lightsaber in my hand again. Hold on.
Boy. I wish mine made that noise when I pulled it out.
Yeah, let me see if I hit it. If it makes the hitting sound. Yeah, it does.
Hey, that's us taking what the hell we want, Rick.
Yeah.
You know, right, old man gang.
Let's see, the lights there weren't lit. It was blue.
Slim, we can make you an honorary old man since you were a Jedi before any of us.
It wasn't just me. We had a fellow.
Yeah, you and Jim were Church of the Jedi.
We are Church of the Jedi. But he took it one step further. He's actually an ordained minister, so.
So he can marry a lightsaber.
There you go.
I don't forget whatever the hell it means. Anyway, guess what May is?
I know.
Well, I'll tell you. April showers bring May flowers.
Yes.
But May brings Rosie to the game. Now, you'll get the Rosie reference in a minute. Because unbeknownst to us, we just found out May is National Masturbation Month. And if you're going to celebrate it or celebrate it, you may need these handy tips. We've got handy tips.
Oh, we've got to have handy tips.
How to celebrate National Masturbation Month. I mean, this is stuff our people need to know.
That's hold your lightsaber.
Put your lightsaber away.
I can't. It's too big. I don't know where to put it.
It's too big. You don't know where to put it. Lying, Beth. Anyway, it's time to celebrate the sunshine and warmer weather by staying inside and playing with yourself. May is National Masturbation Month, so here's some creative ways to get festive and throw a party for one. Here's a tip. Put some fruit in your looms.
Oh, yeah. Strawberries.
Yeah. Farmers markets are back in full swing, so stock up on fresh produce that you can objectify. Whether you want to carve a hole in a watermelon, warm up a banana peel in the microwave, your only limitations are your own imagination and your monthly grocery budget.
Warm apple pie.
You remember that movie? Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Stifler. Stifler's mom.
Everybody wanted Stifler's mom. Let Santa's secret out of the bag. It's another tip for National Masturbation Month. Just because Christmas is in July doesn't mean you can't have a secret Santa in May. Whip up a Facebook event and invite your friends over for a little sex toy swap.
Ooh, now, with COVID, I don't know.
Now, we have a tip on that. New sex toys are ideal. But if you re-gift, think about at least running them through the dishwasher first. We're just trying. Off the Hook Radio cares. Make the,
I'm sorry.
Make the little heart thing with your hands, guys. Show everybody we care.
All right. Okay, I'm still not giving you my blow up doll.
All right. That's fine. Ah. Do it yourself. A homemade lube, even Bill Cosby can get behind. Ingredients: 1 cup of water, 1 cup of baby oil, 1 packet of Jell-O, any flavor. Toss the ingredients into a blender, then go to town with the lube. Water, baby oil, and Jell-O.
Interesting.
Baby oil is edible.
Jell-O make it taste good.
Jell-O make it taste good. And I'm just telling you, for repeat, homemade lube, 1 cup of water, 1 cup of baby oil, 1 packet of Jell-O.
Shit, that's cheap, dude.
That's easy. That's easy. Like about a buck.
I think I got Jell-O upstairs.
Yeah, you got baby oil?
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's right. You're a married man. You would have to. Never mind. We'll let that go. Couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
You can also get naughty in nature. If you're down with your OPPs but not STDs, have a really hot friend that maybe has warts or herpes or something. Now's the time to throw caution to the wind. Get drunk, get awkward, get outside, and get to masturbating with them. There's no harm, no foul, no clinic visit needed, no touching involved. Just mutual masturbation.
I'm sorry. I'm not texting you and asking you if you want to go lay under the stars and masturbate with me. It's not happening.
Okay, that's a fair point. You can do the reverse Seinfeld contest. You know, reverse Seinfeld. You make a pact with your friends, and the person who comes the most by midnight on May 31st wins. The entry fee is $100 for men, $150 for women.
You got to tape it, though.
We need video evidence.
That's right. It did no video. It didn't happen.
Yeah, that guy in Platoon, though, he was trying to get the Section 8. He would kill us all. He was whacking off 12 times a day. His dick would fall off by the end of May. Jesus. You could phone a friend. Just because you're playing yourself doesn't mean you can't still be social. You can have phone sex, sexting, cam to cam, circle jerks. You know.
No, not happening.
No?
No.
You and I are not Zooming tomorrow or cam to camming or Skyping or any of those other ones. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, no.
Maybe if you get your Jell-O out.
Oh.
I can make some homemade lube when I get back in a couple weeks. Make Mom's Mother's Day. Yeah, I'm on my way to my mother's. I'm not sure if she even read this one. It's no coincidence that Mother's Day falls right smack dab in the middle of Masturbation Month. They need self-loving just like the rest of us. Forgo the seemingly obligatory brunch and give Mother the afternoon to herself. We don't want her thinking you forgot, so get her a card that's something like, "Today, I want you to remember where I came from."
They could bring her one of those. You could bring her one of those toys.
Oh, that's just so bad. Oh God, Rick, your mom's gone, isn't she?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, God rest her soul. She doesn't know that you associate with people like me that say things like this.
She's looking down. She's probably thinking, "What the hell are you doing now?"
Who is this zip asshole, and why are you talking with him? Oh, God. Anyway, and then there's one other thing you can do. You can have a David Carradine movie marathon. Now, if you remember how David Carradine died.
I just remembered it.
Yeah, he was jerking off with a rope around his neck, leaning forward, choking himself.
Dumb ass.
Yeah, but so take a few hours out to remember those we've lost to masturbation, like David Carradine. Thanks to Netflix, you can sit back, relax, touch yourself a little bit, and watch some David Carradine's many classics, like Children of the Corn, Five, Lone Wolf McQuade, I've seen that one, and Killzone. There you go.
And the entire TV series Kung Fu.
That's true. So there you go, folks. We wanted we just try to help a little bit.
Gotta have fun. It's Masturbation Month.
It is Masturbation Month.
You saw what happened when I did it in the bathroom the other day. I posted it to Facebook, though.
What?
I shook it twice and smashed the urinal.
Oh,
so God. I don't know. I better be careful.
It's beach season, too. You're going to be leaving tracks again.
Yep. Kicked off the fucking beach.
You sick bastard.
Yeah, see, I can't go to the beach, Rick, because I like to go to the nude beach. And when I do, I leave this strange trail down the beach and people get really fucking nervous.
Two footprints and...
See, Rick, you and I need you and I will buy the lightsabers and go chop his off.
Mine lights up blue and...
We'll teach that young whippersnapper.
What does he know?
Yeah. What's he know?
Not a lot.
And yours... And besides, his doesn't make the cool sound.
Rick, put that thing away. The show's over.
Mine makes that sound.
Anyway, you sick creatures who actually listen to us. What did Nick Searcy tell you at the beginning of the show? You're now listening to Off Hook Radio. God help you all. And God can't help you after this show. Anyway, we're back Sunday night with Idle Radio, the top five. Our friend and interview subject, Grace Kinsler, kicked butt again last week and is now the favorite to win, which would be cool. It'd be the first time we ever interviewed the winner before she was the winner.
Are the
if she wins,
are the songs, are her songs, are these songs officially spoiled at this point or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Well, if they're not, you got it just from her, she can't tell us. So.
No, I didn't get it privately from her. She posted it.
Oh, okay. So what is she singing?
Somebody to Love. Or no, something like that.
Someone to Love by Lucas
Someone Graham. To Love. Lucas Graham.
All right, cool. Yeah. All right, so join us then, and we'll talk about.
Yeah, they're going to do their first Idol recordings, and that song will be there. And then I don't know what the second song is going to be, but they're doing at least two songs. There's only five left.
Oh, they'll do three. They'll probably do three.
So they'll do their 2 hours.
Yeah, they'll get to pick one.
This will be like a finalist.
Yeah.
Final show. Where they do three.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
They got to fill 2 hours. And they.
So anyway, 11 o'clock Eastern time Sunday night, 1 hour after American Idol is over nationwide. We will have the recap for you, our comments, criticisms, although, God, last week's show was so good we didn't have any. And if you're not watching Idol this year, you're losing out because this is absolutely the most talent I have ever seen. They've got as much talent on this show in the top 20 as they probably had the last 4 years put together.
It's a good year. It really is.
They are good. So anyway, tune into American Idol, then listen to us at 11 o'clock. We'll go over it, play some highlights for you, and then we'll be back next Tuesday night with some more of our shenanigans and stuff like that. And Rick and his big lightsaber.
Again?
I'm going to find a bigger one.
Get the app. What's the app called?
The Disney app?
No, our app.
Zone Out Radio.
That's the one. Zone Out Radio.
Download it. Listen app. To us.
Yep, we even got all our Idol interviews are on there. Well, all the ones we could find. There's we a lost a few on iTunes, but you know, hey, what are you going to do?
Shit happens.
We've been doing this shit a long time. Now we're going to close tonight with a tribute to May from Green Day.
Have a good night.
Good night.
But nothing's on. I changed the channel. Masturbation's lost its fun. You're fucking the
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
The erection.